celebrates your freedom. Whenever you pick up a book and read it, it should be a celebration of your freedom. Whenever you pick up a pen or pencil, it should be a celebration of your freedom, because over 450 years ago, before this current date of 2007, it was against the law for blacks to learn how to read and to write. Being able to read as well as to write is a cherished freedom and pathway to knowledge. So the next time that you pick up a book and read it, or pick up a pen, pencil, or any writing instrument, consider it a celebration of your freedom. Celebrate your freedom too. Every time that you vote, it's not only your right, it's also a celebration of your freedom. Yes, it is. This is the year 2008, but do you realize prior to the year 1967 that there were still places here in the United States that were resistant to black voters and black voter registrations? The March 7th, 1965 march led by Dr. King in Alabama will always be known as Bloody Sunday. Many people and civil rights activists fought hard to obtain equal social justice throughout the United States for all people. Vote and be strong. Nobody should have to tell you that reading, writing, and voting are all celebrations of your freedom.